Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Fernando Vina. Batting second. The third baseman, Jeff Zerillo. Batting third. The right fielder, Jeremy Burnitz. Batting fourth. The DH, John Jaha. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Marky Grissom. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bob Hamilton. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jose Valentin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bobby Hughes. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeff Jenkins. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Jeff Jordan. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting second. The shortstop, Mike Caruso. Batting third. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Maglio Ordonez. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Greg Norton. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vina for the out. One out. Jeff Zerillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Zerillo hits a pop-up into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeremy Burnitz is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Burnitz takes first base on ball four. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jaha hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Durham strikes out. One out. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Caruso. The throw from Hughes and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Thomas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Caruso scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell takes first base on ball four. Thomas moves to second. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ventura hits a line drive into right field. Burnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Ordonez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Norton hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a line drive towards short. Valentin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jenkins hits a line drive towards third. Ventura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 0 for 1 in the game. Vina bunts towards the mound. Baldwin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Cirillo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Caruso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Judon fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Vina reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Burnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 1 in the game. Jaha strikes out. 1 out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Grissom is 0 for 1 in the game. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burnett moves to second. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Durham fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura strikes out. 1 out. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norton is 0 for 1 in the game. Norton hits a line drive into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Valentin for the out. One out. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kreuter fires to first and picks off Hughes. Two outs. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jenkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baldwin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 1 in the game. Cameron strikes out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kreuter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Juden fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Kreuter moves to second. Mike Caruso batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a fly ball into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. The ball bounces off Valentin, and towards Vina, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Fernando Vina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vina is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vina hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jeff Cirillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cirillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Cirillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Valentin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ventura is 0 for 2 in the game. Ventura hits a pop-up towards short. Valentin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Ordonez is 0 for 2 in the game. Ordonez hits a fly ball into center field. Grissom settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. John Jaha batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jaha is 0-for-2 in the game. Jaha takes first base on ball 4. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grissom is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caruso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jaha moves to second. One out. Bob Horry now pitching. Bob Hamelin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamelin is 0-for-2 in the game. Hamelin hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Valentin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Valentin is 0-for-2 in the game. Valentin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Norton is 0-for-2 in the game. Norton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hamelin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Norton for the out. 1 out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Cameron is 0-for-2 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hamelin juggles the ball. That's an error on Hamelin. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cameron. The throw from Hughes and he is safe. Cameron steals second. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kreuter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kreuter hits a line drive into left field. Jenkins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Durham is hit by the pitch. Mike Caruso is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Caruso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Caruso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jeff Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horry fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Fernando Vina batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vina is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Vina hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jeff Cirillo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cirillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Cirillo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jenkins moves to second. Jeremy Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Norton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas strikes out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bell strikes out. 2 outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ventura is 0-for-3 in the game. Ventura strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Symas now pitching. John Jaha is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jaha is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Into right field. Ordonez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marky Grissom is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Grissom is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Grissom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hamilton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamilton hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Brewers. Jose Valentin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Valentin is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentin hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Hughes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hughes is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Wickman now pitching. Mark Loretton now playing first base. Maglio Ordonez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ordonez is 0 for 3 in the game. Ordonez strikes out. 1 out. Greg Norton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Norton is 0 for 3 in the game. Norton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jenkins. Norton reaches second base with a double. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cameron is 0 for 3 in the game. Cameron strikes out. 2 outs. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kreuter takes first base on ball 4. Chris Snopek pinch runs for Chad Kreuter. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Durham is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Vina scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 2, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.